All right, we are back. Episode 2, Standing on Business. This is B. I'm back from the dead. We also want to do a quick shout out to one of our first followers, Mr. Phoenix. So thank you very much for following the podcast. Little shout out. And also we want to hear quickly from Soph and a quick update.
Hello. Thank you for coming back to our podcast. We have been a little bit preoccupied, doing like our own things. We've been a little bit busy with, college. Excuse me for my voice. I'm currently choking on my pride. yeah, so we've just been doing a lot, recently, and we are just, honestly, we're happy to just be back. We've been gone for a little bit, but yeah, so any questions that you guys have, please shoot our way. We will do our best to answer them, but yeah, so we're just really happy to be back. So how are we getting started today?
Let's jump into school. Let's jump into some history.
Oh.
With how craft is going. Sorry. I sound disgusting. Talking with my mouth full.
Oh.
I'm eating like these Mexican gushers and they are fire. Anyways. Talking about craft.
Talking about our project. So mine specifically on the history with like Hawaiians and the Pacific Northwest fur trade. Do you want to talk a little bit more about your topic, Sophia?
absolutely. So, my topic for our historian's craft is the Mayan Empire and their trade. Specifically, like, maritime trade, like, who they traded with, how they traded, and their trade routes.
You're literally dead. Dying.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I was not like this 20 minutes ago.
You're going downhill.
But, yeah, so just kind of like talking about that. And so, yeah, just getting like a lot of like advice for exactly how I can tackle that.
Amen. I'm in the same boat. I'm just going to preface everyone on the podcast right now, like, so literally just had like 3 margaritas on the campus's like Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
And then she decided to climb a tree and now her like leg, knee,
is like really messed
shin,
up.
Shin, foot is like completely bashed.
It's not
it's, like
looking
starting
good.
To bruise. It's scratched. There's little beads of blood.
It's not looking good.
And literally after this podcast, we are going to go see a play. So hopefully she can pull her shit together.
We will see.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It should be okay. But, no, it's not bleeding bad. But if I try to climb the tree again, it will bleed bad.
And oh, shit, that's Bell Tower.
F off, Bell Tower.
It's spooky as balls.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I know we just started talking about craft. But I actually wanted to reroute and talk about one of our first topics for today, which is, like, physical health, which I feel like I need to address right now, especially with the way my voice is.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, especially
so,
with
like,
how I'm doing.
I'm totally not sick as hell. So, actually, I want to actually stick this out to Sophia first.
Okay.
Like, how has your physical health journey been? Like, have you ever been to, like, the ER or the hospital, ever had some medical mystery go on with you?
So, I am not from Ventura.
Or
so.
This country at all.
So, honestly, like okay, so I'm, like, I'm adopted from Russia.
Deep cut.
So, I'm, like, learning
the
everything.
Lingo.
Yeah. But, so, basically, like, in terms of, like, where I am right now, also, I hate my voice. I'm just gonna say it right now. I don't know. This was not my voice, like, 10 minutes ago, so I don't know what just happened. I just fell out
of
a tree.
You went inside yourself, and your voice is puny.
I fell out of a tree, like, not that long ago, and I just scratched the crap out of my leg.
After Bella told you not to. Let the record show.
Yeah, Bella told me not to, but I was like, dude, like, I can climb this tree. Anyway, but no, so I would definitely say that, wait, what was the question?
It was, like, your physical health, like,
oh,
how's it been?
My physical health is definitely better than my mental health.
How's your liver, like? Like, how many years does your liver have before you want to think about?
We're not going to go to a doctor, but at the moment, my liver is doing A-okay.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, but, you know, regardless of whatever a doctor says.
Yeah, doctors don't know jack nothing. Hate the medical field. Spit on them. Spit on Western medicine.
But yeah, no. So I personally think, I think I'm doing okay. Minus what, like, just happened, like, 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm glad.
So, yeah.
So, you mentioned mental health. And, of course, we're going to deeply discuss it further in this episode.
Right.
But I just wanted to preface with saying, you know, everything was fine and dandy. I hadn't been sick this whole semester.
Yeah.
And then, I kid you not, last week.
She had it bad.
Yeah. I felt super run down Tuesday. And I'm like, yo, like, I think I just have, like, allergies. Like, I'm just feeling a little not myself. But, excuse me, definitely not sick. And then I wake up Wednesday morning at 3 a.m.
Really?
I'm like, I can't breathe. And it's like, I'm trying not to stress out because it's like, I don't want to tell my parents. Also, my voice sounds really weird, but what helps is my inhaler. So I'm going to take a fat hit of that. So I'm going to shake this bad boy.
I have been making fun of you for this inhaler like the past 2 days.
And then I'm going to just like suck that sweet vapor in because it makes my voice sound a lot better.
That's totally fair.
Okay. You know what? That sounds a little bit better.
Honestly,
I sound a little bit more myself.
Honestly, I think I need a hit.
Do I need to claim this?
Wait, do I actually need a hit?
Where's your mouth been? If you want to just, like, do it near you and just suck it in. Like, just... maybe not, like, live at a live of contact.
Wait.
What does that feel?
That definitely did not
imagine
do anything.
If you like died.
I'm literally like, wait.
Oh my god, don't take another
one.
Like,
it's
how it processes.
Hold on.
How do you feel? Can you breathe a little bit better?
Actually, yeah, because I took a hit that time.
Okay.
A hit. Wait, that's actually not that bad.
Yeah. That other one tasted like ass.
No, that one's not that
tastes,
good.
But it was really bad. Just to clarify.
Yes.
Okay, so she just took up a hit of my inhaler. First time on the podcast. Anyways, my voice sounds a lot better. But anyways, it's nasally. And so I woke up and I was trying not to freak out because I didn't want to wake up my parents at 3 a.m.
That's totally fair.
Because I was like, just like trying to relax. I'm like, it's probably just allergies. I'm just going to go back to bed. And then I woke up again at 4 because my body literally sucks. And then I'm like, finally, like, okay, I'm gonna get up at 6 and I'm gonna tell my parents the crappy news that my chest is really tight and I can barely breathe. I'm feeling like crap. So I go ahead and do that. And then my parents are really freaked out because actually a year ago, not this past January, but the January before, I had pericarditis. And I
got don't exactly know what that
super
is.
Sick. So it's like inflammation around the heart sac.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
so
pretty severe.
So they're like, your blood is really messed up. You could kind of have a blood clot, so we got to check all that out.
Right, okay, that's pretty severe.
So my dad took me into the ER just to make sure that same thing wasn't happening again.
Right.
So we
totally
do that.
Respect.
And literally the ER sucks. Like, they just give me a breathing treatment, and they're like, here's an inhaler. Like, just
what,
like,
ER did you go to? The one in
the
Ventura?
The one in Ventura, yeah.
Okay.
I have a friend the hospital that my dad also like works at.
Okay.
Too,
I've had a friend that's gone to that hospital and they said it sucks.
Yeah, because there's two. There's one that we call community like memorial, which is like we call it CMH, and then there's another one across the street called county. So there's kind of a difference, and like because county is more of like a teaching hospital.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all our nurse students go.
Yeah. Because I went to CMH. Okay. That's the one my dad works at. So that kind of sucked. And then I basically just kind of laid around the house like I did have, like, a normal person's cold. But we really think I might have lupus because...
No.
My face will turn red. My joints and, like, my bones, like, I just feel achy all the time and just, like, very fragile, very weak. Like, walking around, it's like my body is kind of, like, on fire right now. Like, I'm definitely pushing myself to stay here until 11 tonight.
Okay. And then I have to ask, like, for our viewers, like...
Yes.
I know one of our professors had asked... is lupus contagious?
He literally said that, and I was like, dude, like, you are a doctor. Like, granted, you're not a medical doctor, but you're a doctor of philosophy, and you should know that lupus is not contagious.
I obviously know that lupus is not contagious. Mm-hmm. I honestly did it for the plot because I know it would get a laugh out of you.
Out of smart viewers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So regardless, we kind of think that's what's going on. I have these like hot and cold flashes that are like super spontaneous and like super extreme. So that sucks as well.
Has that ever affected you like in like the classroom? Like when you and I are sitting in the classroom?
Beyond just like if I had to hike up to that class, which I haven't been taking the stairs in a while because I'm just like nervous.
Which you obviously aren't like hoofing it to.
Yeah, but it's like if I had to, like I feel like that would affect me in that way. That was my biggest concern coming back to school.
Okay.
Was like
that's
from
totally
room
valid.
To room. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Damn. Okay. So, it was a physical health update.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just in terms of updating everyone on where we're at right now. Yeah. We're actually filming the podcast in the quad. What do they call this one? Is it like Central or something?
Oh my gosh, let me look it up. It actually has a name, and I think it's... I actually want to think it's Central Quad, but that's not.
Or it. Central Mall. That's what it is.
Mall. It's, Central Mall.
Yeah. But it's beautiful, that little trickling water you hear, that's a water
actually,
fountain.
That's so. Where, students, when they, at least for my orientation.
Yes. Yeah, we have the same orientation.
Yeah. They would go and dip their hands mm-hmm. into the fountain, and it would signify, okay, you'll have good luck. That's clearly bullshit because I am not having good luck mm-hmm. this semester.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's not your fault. It's the water fountain's fault.
Mm-hmm.
I blame the water fountain.
Agreed.
False pretenses.
And then the
professor probably touched that water fountain too.
I'm standing on business. Oh my god, this is so spicy.
I ate way too many at once.
Dead.
Yeah.
Anyways, and I'm gonna eat a fat pickle afterwards.
I love it.
Good little crunch, a little vegetable in the diet tonight.
Yeah, I love it. I have to actually clean my wounds.
We will do that shortly.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. It's starting to sting.
Just like blow on it.
I have been. But at the same time, I also want to reclimb that tree because I really feel
You are not going to get to do that again for a while.
That's totally fair, but I really feel
and
like
you
I
might need
climb.
To wear pants with it.
That's 100% fair. I actually agree with that.
I may need to request that.
That's, I don't blame you.
So there's that. I did a little physical health update. And now, Sophia, how has your mental health been, if you don't mind sharing?
Ooh, outside of the classroom, mm-hmm. my mental health has been pretty good.
Sweet.
I have been hanging out with some people.
A gentleman caller?
Yeah. wasn't actually going to mention it.
Oh, my bad.
But I was going to keep him on the DL. yeah, him and I, we've been... We're both, like, really into surfing, so we both have been going surfing a lot. So that has been kind of keeping us sane through our courses.
Good, good.
Um,
welcome to share as much as you want or as little as you want. Very acceptable. Kind of let the cat out of the bag on that one.
Yeah, so
because I'm jealous.
So him and I have definitely been getting a lot closer. We don't exactly like have like a for sake, I'm gonna say like yeah. We don't exactly have a label. We do a lot of things together.
If you need
like
more candy to get through your pain, let me know.
Him and I definitely have found a lot of common ground through doing activities such as like, we'll go, on the weekends, we'll go surfing, we'll go like for walks. Ooh. If he's
like, I didn't
like,
know about the walks.
Him and I will go walk like on walks throughout campus. Like if he's like, hey, like I have a couple minutes and I'm like, dude, like I don't have class today. Like, let's just go for a walk.
I literally, that's all I need out of a man. It's like, if you can walk and talk with me and, like, it's enjoyable, like, I'm done. Like, literally, I'm there. Literally. Wife me up.
Yeah. So, this guy who, like, I've been talking to and, like, I really, really want to form a relationship with, our biggest bond is surfing right now. And so, him and I have been going surfing because, for one of our classes that you and I have, mm-hmm. we don't have a meet time in the morning. So him and I had been able to be able to find common ground within our schedules. So like we can be able to meet in the morning and go surfing. So earlier today, him and I went surfing and it was going really well. The waves were firing. It was awesome. Perfect conditions. Mm. And I don't know what went through his head, but he was just like, I thought it would be so funny on your last wave of the day before we both have to go to class, because like I have class mm-hmm. with you, and then he has like another class. He has like a business class or whatever.
What major is he?
He's an econ major.
Oh my God.
Of all things. He's a
daddy.
Econ major.
Econ.
What the fuck? What is he doing here?
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's...
They have, like, something School of Economics and Business. Yeah, like, it's
yeah,
in
yeah.
Madeira.
So he's, like, in that umbrella wow. of, like... So, he's, like,
daddy
in the umbrella
material.
Of economics and finance and business. So, he's, like... If you really, like, break it down, technically, he's, like, an econ minor, but, like, basically, like, a business major if you really...
Okay.
Break it down.
Damn.
Yeah.
Daddy
so he's
material.
Doing like also like I gotta.
That's like a real person's job.
No. Yeah. But also I gotta stop dating people that are like that because that has not worked out for me.
Really?
Yeah.
The last guy I was with dropped out of college, and it was like community college.
Oh, that's some heavy.
And I was
ones.
Like, I cannot have children with you.
That's
that was
totally
my
fair.
One thought.
No, that's totally fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, so. Basically,
bell tower again.
God damn it.
It's kind of beautiful.
Yeah, in a way. So
spooky. Andres.
But yeah, so yeah. Basically, so him and I. We go surfing a lot together because we live in the same, we live in the
building.
Same building, on campus.
Is he on the same floor? Because I remember you saying that, like, the people on the first floor were ugly.
No, he's two floors above
me. Oh,
so
he's on a different floor.
Yeah, he's on a different
okay.
floor. So I'm on the A side of the building, he's on the C side, and he's two floors above me.
Third floor.
So, yeah, so basically it's kind of like, so it's kind of like
a
whole...
How did you even find this guy?
Through, the, Channel Islands, surf, club.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. So, there was one time I was able to meet with everybody through the club.
Yeah.
Which was super cool. But after that, it was like total radio silence. And so I had to reach out to him and be like, hey, like, I'm really interested in doing X, Y, and Z. Like, developing, like, my surf skills and
Damn.
Doing, like, all of this. And he was like, oh, my gosh, like, our club like, literally is not doing anything right now because our season is over. It's literally not. Like, the season is, like, 24/7. You just have to know when. Mm-hmm. So, he's just kind of, like, taking me under his wing and just, like, showing me, like, the ropes.
Taking you under his wing.
I know. Yeah, so, basically just kind of, like, showing me everything and just, like, being, like, a really, really good mentor. And so, like, yeah. I've definitely been able to utilize that. And I just love it because I'm able to surf more. I'm able to develop my skills. And I'm also able to take that back home and, like, with my friends back home for the summer just to be, like, oh, like, I want to go surfing. No, I'll be like, oh, my gosh, like, I want to take you surfing. Like, let's go. Like, I actually know what I'm doing, like, more. And, like, everything that I've learned is just, like, more developed.
My pickle is so spicy.
Yeah.
It's a hot mama. Anyways.
No, it's a hot pickle.
Yeah, no, that's so smart of you for joining a club. I wish I would have.
Yeah. It's, like, honestly, like, he's honestly, like, pulling everything. So, it's, like, it's not exactly the club. It's just, like, him just being, like, hey, like, I really like you. let's, like, just hang out more.
Yeah,
so
that's
we're just
casual. That's fun. Yeah, keeping it fresh and fun.
Yeah, we're kind of seeing where that goes.
So, like, based on, like, other people you've hanged out with, like, I know for me, like, I instantly start comparing, like, especially guys to, like, my first guy and, like, stuff like that. So, in terms of that, like, would you give him, like, a number? Like, is he a 10 out of 10? Or, like, is he missing a couple factors?
Ooh. Ooh, okay. This is actually something that I've thought about quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And because I can kind of see myself with him, I would give him an 8 out of 10. I just wish that, like, him and I would talk more. And, like, obviously, like, him and I talk about, like, we talk about surfing. He's getting his history minor of all things.
He's getting a history minor?
That's why he's taking that history 212 with one of our professors.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's crazy. A horror thing, yeah. I don't think I actually ever told you that.
No.
But yeah, so that's where I was like, dude, like, why won't you talk to me? Like, that's literally my major. And so him and I have actually been, like, working through that. So we're, like, I'm, like, kind of, like, building stuff and doing all that stuff. But, so
I love that for you.
Yeah, so it's like building to the plot type deal. But yeah.
I would say, like, I like how you ranked him at 8 out of 10. And that's, like, super promising because literally the last guy I was with, and I was with him for, like, 9 months, ooh, I would rank him a 4 out of 10.
Oh.
Just based on overall aesthetics.
I haven't been with this dude for that long.
It'd be aesthetics and also just, like, where we were both at in our life.
Okay.
And, like, he had low-key mean moments, but, like, ooh, I also loved him. And, like, even circling back to the whole mental health thing, it's, like, I'm at sort of a low place right now, and I have been, and part of me wishes I wouldn't have broken it off with him, just to kind of have that person in my life. And it's also, like, when you spend so much time with, like, a person like that, it's, like, they do become your best friend, and right. I am 100% aware of that. So if he's listening right now, Andrew, come back, like, we can make it work a third time. Third time's the charm. Anyways, but you may have heard me say a certain male name while I was snacking on my pickle. And this guy's name is Andres, and there's no way in hell he's listening to this, but I just emailed him over Canvas, and I asked to meet up, so we'll see how that goes. Hopefully, we'll have an update for next week's episode. Speaking of which, I do want better audio for our podcast, so I actually went ahead and bought mics.
Yes. Yes. They will be there for next week. We just forgot them. Yeah.
My bad.
It's okay. It's on you.
Anyways, going back to mental health, just to sit on my soapbox for a few minutes, if you allow.
Absolutely.
It's kind of timely that we are at a CSU, and this CSU in particular is known for being a former state mental hospital.
Oh,
so if you know, you know. You know where we are.
Yeah.
But anyways, so without getting too... Well, no, I'm going to get freaking deep. Like, I'm going to get so unhealthily deep right now. when I was a senior in high school, I was in a very stressful situation. It was the summer after my junior year. I had a job at Starbucks. Like, it was my first job, and I was really navigating that. But I also got very, what's the word? Paranoid. I got paranoid. And I got very stressed out. And I was literally standing on business, name a podcast, shout out. And I was with this guy, and I really loved him. We were a very insanely cute couple. Daddy Niall, such a cutie. He had, like, really long curly hair. He just, like, looked beautiful, like, stunning. Like, we would have made amazing-looking children. Anyways, but I was dating him. I was having fun with him and his friends, like, all summer. And then I start, like kind of coming to this realization that I have, like, this tech phobia. And, like, you know, someone can hear me. My phone and my laptop have been hacked.
Really?
I have a stalker. I wake up in the middle of the night, and then I don't sleep for 3 days. And I'm like, someone is watching me outside of my window. So I'm paranoid.
I had no idea.
I am telling my parents all of this. And I'm also like, you know what? I think the Taliban is in the country. And they have intercepted all our neighbors, and they are literally living in our garages, and they are just around us. I constantly have the feeling like there is this man behind my shoulder, and, like, he is, like, planning on, like, sneaking into my bed in the middle of the night. Like, I was losing my mind so hard. And I end up saying all this extra creepy stuff. So my mom's like, okay, we need to call your therapist right now. There's something seriously wrong going on. And the therapist, she gets on the phone, and she's like, I want you to take her to the ER immediately. And so that was the first time I went to the ER. Because they're like, she could have some brain injury. She could be having
literally on the floor right now.
Some literal, like break in her brain where it's, like, a physical thing.
Yeah.
So I go, I got all these brain scans, and the whole time I'm thinking they're trying to kill me. Like, they're trying to put a bullet in my brain.
Holy shit.
Like, there's this whole conspiracy out to kill me.
That's absolutely
I'm in the
wild.
Hospital room, and it's my first time there. And the whole time I feel this, like, pressure, and there's these different voices, and I can hear them down the hall, and they're saying, like, oh, we got her, like, we're gonna kill her, like, da-da-da-da-da. But I also thought there was this other plan from my parents to get me outside of the house and to also ship me, like, up the coast to, like, my best friend slash ex-boyfriend's house. So at the same time, I'm also very excited because I haven't seen him in, like, 3 years point. And there's just, even this point, I get so frustrated with my dad because it's like, this is my reality being in this psychotic state.
Yeah.
Like, this is my reality. This is true life. And I'm like, why won't you guys listen to me? And so my dad, he's just shaking his head. He's so upset. He's like, this isn't my daughter. Like, what is going on?
Oh my God.
I'm sitting in the ER, and they turned off all the lights to try to get me to calm down.
Yeah.
And I start ripping these monitors off my arm. I'm, like, throwing them. And he's just, like, sitting in his chair. He's, like, so freaked out. So I jump out of my room, and I get to, like, the nurse's desk. And it's funny because we all had masks on. Like, COVID was still a thing, like, summer of 21. And I see him. I see my first love, my first, like, ex-boyfriend from, like, 3 years ago at that moment. And I see him, and he's wearing this mask, and he's just looking at me, and he looks so sad. He looks like he's been crying. And my brain made it so real. Like, it literally looked like him from the last time I saw him. And my heart is just, like, broken, and I just want to touch him. I just want to feel him. I want to be with him. And then I realize, like, okay, something's going on. That's not really him. And he was here, and now he's gone. And it basically ended up that they didn't have a bed for me at the psych ward at that moment. Because otherwise, I would have gone right then. Then, I end up going a second time, but I don't really know why. They had given me this antipsychotic that made my head so heavy that I took it. I was just bawling my eyes out, and my head just dropped on my shoulder. And
this
I remember
insane.
Not being able to, like, lift my head, and I'm just crying, and I'm, like, saying, like, why to my mom? Like, why are you doing this to me? Because in my head, I've been, like, tranquilized, and I'm going to be more susceptible to, like, people trying to attack me. So that's going on. And then I think it's a couple days later, because this is all going on, and the first day of senior year is literally the day before. It was the day before the first time I went to the ER. And I'm just thinking, okay, I'm editor-in-chief of the newspaper. I'm in charge of the science program. Like, they need me. I am a central piece of this high school, and I'm not there. So I was very much upset. And then it gets to the point where they do have a bed for me at the psych ward. And so it's actually on the other side of town, like in the hills, and it's like very pretty. And the whole time I think, I'm this celebrity. I'm the Tiger Princess. And I am part of the royal family.
Oh,
and
my God.
People love me. They have a show. They're filming me. There's also been a video game they made about me. And people are, like, trying to control my life. I'm basically, like, a character.
Delusional.
And they have so many cameras in the psych ward that I'm just like, oh, they're constantly filming me. Like, I'm so popular. I'm so pretty. People want to be me. Da-da-da-da. So I'm in there. And they're, like, interviewing me. These two female nurses come in and they're like, sorry, sweetie, but you got to take all your clothes off. We just got to check if you have anything. And so I'm literally a 17-year-old girl. And I'd always been, like, very insecure about my body. And I'm just like, okay, I guess I'm just going to strip now. And, like, it's the whole squat and cough. Like, it's literally going into prison. They give me, like, right. this white gown. And then this guy sits me in front of his laptop. And he's just like, tell me your deepest, darkest secrets. Like, it was all about, like, have you ever been SA'd? Have you ever, when was the last time you self-harmed?
That's crazy.
When, have you ever attempted, like, suicide? Like, all that stuff. And I'm just, like, hashing everything out because I'm, like, I have nothing to lose. I'm literally going to tell you everything.
Yeah.
So I'm in there. I'm kind of meeting the other people. I meet my roommate, and she's like, oh, what are you in for? And at that moment, I'm like, you know, I'm trying to stay away from the Taliban, but also President Biden wants me out of the way. So I don't tell her any of that. I just say I haven't slept in 3 days. And she's like, oh, okay, chill, chill. I just tried to kill my dad, like, a couple nights ago, so I'm hanging out in here.
Oh, my God.
And I kid you not, that first night, I stood over her. I didn't sleep that first night. I'm just standing, looking like this, like, looking over her, like, she is not gonna kill me in my sleep.
Oh, my Lord.
And so that was that, and ironically, she actually got to leave before me, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? I am literally nonviolent. But they had really good mashed potatoes there.
That's
we
good.
Basically just sat in the day room, ate mashed potatoes. They gave us as many ice cream cups as we wanted. We always had to, like, swallow our pills in front of them. What else? I mean, like, any of the, like, stereotypical, like, psych ward questions you may have. You know, the bathrooms were very much designed so you couldn't hang yourself.
Yeah.
Even the shower rod, like the spigot where the water comes out of, it was like at a slant and it also would hit you in your chest.
Yeah.
So it's like even like the shortest person couldn't like grab a sheet or whatever. Speaking of which, the blankets sucked. They were so thin. And my condition, I would get freezing cold and I would beg them for heating packs. I'd beg them for blankets. And they're like, no, this is literally the only amount we can allow you. So that was really upsetting. And the biggest story from that was literally the last night. Well, no, it was the first night. And I thought I heard my mom's voice in the halls. And I'm like, that is literally my mom. It's time to go. She's rescuing me. Mm-hmm. And so I walk up to the nurse's station and they're like, go back to bed. Like, you're causing a stir. Like, you're going to wake people up. And I'm like, no. And I'm just like angry. And I'm telling them, like, check the news. Check world news tonight with David Muir right now. The Taliban is in the country. We need to get out. You need to listen to me. They're coming. They're coming for me. Please help me. And then they come back to my room. And like 4 to 6 nurses, they literally grab me, push me down into my fucking mattress. My other roommate, she's literally sleeping. She is passed out. And okay, I'm gonna wait for the bell to go off.
Yeah.
But she's sleeping through this garbage.
That's absolutely
and
wild.
She sleeps through the whole thing, and they're pushing me into the mattress, and they take, like, they call it, like, the sleepy butt juice, because it's, like, a syringe that they stick in your lower back, and it's literally a tranquilizer.
Damn.
And it's, like, I kind of have PTSD of, like, being kind of held down like that. And I remember just, like, touching one of the male nurses and being like, you don't have to do this. Like, I'm not going to hurt anyone. Like, just relax. Like, please don't do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I didn't see the needle, like, thank God, but, so that was probably one of the most traumatic things that happened in there, but it is also a full circle moment, being back in a former psych ward, full circle moment, but anyways, like, they kind of, like, diagnosed me, like, bipolar, but I was in a state of psychosis, which is actually somewhat popular for certain people, and it usually happens, like, when there's these young adults going to college, and sometimes they've been known to, like, get completely naked and, like, run around. They'll get lost, or they'll end up somewhere, and stuff like that. It's been known to happen. So I'm kind of thankful it happened when I was still in high school, still with my parents, still, but...
You were safe and sound.
Regardless, it destroyed my senior year of high school. I was on really gnarly medication. I would just leave in the middle of the day and be like, I'm not coming back. I'm just going to go home and cry and go to sleep. So I begged for antidepressants, which I was on for a while. And I actually had a group of friends who, like, bullied me because it was senior year of high school. And I had these friends for years. And, you know, I didn't really know boundaries. And it was, like, something where, like... Like, we were all girls, so we would, like, poke each other. Like, someone would wear a crop top and, like, oh, I'm gonna poke you in the belly button. Like, it's not like I'm grabbing your vag or anything, but it's like, I'm gonna be a little nosy. I'm gonna be a little poke poke here, poke poke there. Some girl had gotten a buzz cut, and I just wanted to touch it, and she flipped her shit. Anyways, they told the assistant principal that I was being inappropriate, making them feel uncomfortable, like, that I was, like, totally Title IX-ing them. And there was actually this guy who came forward, and he's like, yeah, she like low-key tried to grab my junk at a dance. And I'm like, okay, I would never do that.
No.
And then I literally said I would never do that. And I'm like, how dare you like try to say that? And literally this guy, he used to like grope my thigh under the table in a math class sophomore year. And I'm like, dude, even if I did, you would have loved it. Like, stop. So I go into this meeting with the assistant principal.
Oh my God.
Well, first this bitch, she is the teacher's daughter. She is a teacher's daughter. So she can get away with anything. So she goes in and she she messages my mom. She messages my mom and she's like, you know, I know Bella's been through a lot right now and we're just very concerned about her. So we want to make sure you know a couple of things of what she's doing, da 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 da. And my mom literally tells me about it. I'm like, I have to explain it to her, and I'm like crying and I'm like, Mom, this is ridiculous.
Literally did not happen.
The next day, the principal calls me in. My guidance counselor is there.
Oh, God.
The literal ones who were at my meeting when I checked back into school and I had to meet with all of them. And it's just like, so we've been hearing reports. They won't even tell me who, but I know who it is.
Yeah.
But there's been a group of students who are very concerned, and they've also been feeling very uncomfortable by your actions recently. Da 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 da. And I cannot speak up for myself because at that moment, the voices have literally just left.
Oh, yeah.
They had just left the building. So I'm very much catatonic and I have no representative. Yeah. My counselor should have been representing me, but I didn't have my mom. I didn't have nothing. And so I am pissed and I'm like, how dare they literally try to make it sound like I'm trying to sexually harass them when like I am a survivor of like sexual assault myself and they know this. And they are coming at me with these allegations. And even the guy with the whole, like, junk thing, like, she had phrased it differently in the report. Because she had told my mom, like, oh, she, like, touched his thigh. And then in her report, she said, grabbed his pelvis, quote, unquote. And I'm like, dude, you can't change the wording.
Yeah.
And my mom literally almost, like, sued the school district. Because she's like, this is so messed up.
Oh, I would have
She had no, like, representation in any way or form. Like, she just got out of a crazy mental health thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm still very much salty about that. Like, if I saw them again, I would punch them.
Oh,
I would go to jail for battery and assault them. Okay, physically, not sexually.
Yeah, no.
So the joke at my house is that I'm a rapist. So that's the joke I tell my mom. I'm
Lord.
I grabbed a guy, I guess.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways, but I was bullied my senior year of high school by them.
Okay.
And I literally had to hang out with one guy who, you know, he's still a friend of mine, but he's very much an avid Trump supporter.
Oh, God.
And he's just kind of has that reputation. So that was the rest of my senior year.
That
also
sucks.
My mental health journey. So literally nothing can get past me. So we think that's kind of a full circle moment with the lupus. It would explain the psychosis. Hopefully I'm not bipolar. Hopefully I don't have schizophrenia. That is my mental health journey.
Okay.
Yes.
I love it. Damn, that was a long
journey. It was intense. And I left some stuff out.
Because
there was, like, I thought I was a little piggy. Like, I thought people were calling me a fat piggy at school and stuff.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
F'd. Sorry.
No, we can swear on here. I, like, totally just said, like, the F word at some point. But it just got away from me. I got so passionate. Anyways.
We are. All right. We're going to.
You want to, like, start wrapping it up?
Yeah, yeah. So
I feel like we're gonna do a strong spiel.
Yeah, so we're going to do a quick run of my mental health journey.
Oh, my God. This will be fun.
This will be really good. Okay. So, mine definitely. My mental health definitely. I wouldn't say take a toll, but it definitely took a, like a turn, especially moving from the Bay Area to Southern California. My whole entire life changed. Like, everything that I knew from the Bay Area was totally wiped when I moved to Southern California, because, like, literally just everything that I knew was just, like, totally rewritten.
New world.
Yeah, and, like, I'm totally immersed in a different world. Like, when I show up to my classes, a lot of a lot of people that are in my classes are like, oh, like, I'm from Ventura, I'm from Southern California, and so I definitely get, like, an outsider's perspective being from up north and from the Bay
Literally
Area.
Literally, and you and, like, one other guy, I'm like, oh, Bay Area, whatever that means.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So, like,
it's very just, uncommon.
Yeah, well, not even that. It's just, it's really, like, we definitely get, like, a different perspective because you guys have lived here your whole
lives.
Exactly.
And it's, like, our safety school.
Exactly.
If you know.
No, if you are our professor
from around here,
for craft, yeah, he knows. Mm. But yeah, no, so, like, honestly, like, just, for me, it was like, oh, that's my shin, ow.
Yeah,
sorry.
I heard that. It sounded crunchy.
I fell out of a tree a couple hours ago.
Sucks.
Anyway, ow. But so, basically, like, our historian's craft professor, he's lived here his whole life.
Me. Never gonna die. Never gonna leave.
Literally him. But so basically, like, he just kind of has, like, this insider's perspective that, like, I just will never be able to get a grasp on because, like, I'm not from here. Everything that I do is just, it's from an outsider's perspective. And honestly, I love that. Mm. Because, like, especially, like, when I met you, everything that I'm learning is secondhand, especially with, like, the guy that I'm pursuing, when he takes me to places, like...
In hot pursuit.
Yeah. When he takes me to places, he's like, oh my gosh, like, I go here all the time. Also, he's not from here. Mm. His step-parents live here. He's from San Diego.
Hot.
So, I'm just always like, oh my gosh, like, the fact that you know something that, like, your biological, like, parent doesn't know, and, like, the fact that, like, you're getting exposed to it along with me is just, like, honestly, like, awesome at the same time, because in a way, it's also, like, we're experiencing it together.
You guys are perfect.
Yeah, low-key.
Hardship.
Yeah, you and our professor, we're trying to make it work. Literally. He's rooting for us.
Good.
Yeah. But yeah, no, so it's just kind of like that, as long as you can find somebody else to do it with you, it will be worth living type deal.
I feel that way about you. I love you.
Love it. I love you too. Yeah. But yeah, so that's just kind of where we're at right now. It's just kind of finding that, like, easy balance, and then just kind of figuring out how we can incorporate that into, like, our everyday life.
Sweet.
As well as with these scratches on my leg,
okay.
Which hurt.
Which we are going to address pretty shortly.
Yes.
Unless there's anything else you have for this episode.
No,
I just want to give you guys a little tidbit of info.
Yes.
You know, next episode hopefully is coming out sooner than the second one did.
Yes.
And we're planning on having a couple more segments, probably a trivia segment.
Ooh,
also
yeah.
Also something that'll be similar to, like, History for Dummies or Drunk History, where we, like,
drunk
pick
history,
a person,
yeah,
pick a topic, kind of just, like, explain it in our own words kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that is something to look forward to. We pretty much beat the physical and mental health aspect to death today.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about education and our lives and different aspects. Definitely want to address more of, like, the love life and, like, past people we've been with. So, thank you for listening. This has been Standing on Business.
Yep.
I am B, and I am here today with...
Soph.
Yes. Yeah. So very good. We are looking forward to have probably one more solo episode, just the two of us. And then after that time, we would love to have some guest people. So if you are interested or know someone who would be, please get in contact with us.
Absolutely. We would love to hear your guys' feedback and hear what you guys are like interested in terms like our podcast.
Yes. And our business email is standingonbusiness215@gmail.com. So go ahead and put those questions in or comments or fan mail, whatever have you. And have a great rest of your Thursday evening.
Absolutely. Please enjoy the rest of your night.